12-year-old girl lured to Swedish asylum home and raped. By Chris Tomlinson on August 11, 2020. A young man has been arrested in the municipality of Österåker after allegedly luring a 12-year-old girl and her friend to an asylum home and raping her. The incident took place last Thursday after the young girl and her friend met with several men at a local shopping center and were invited to the refugee accommodation, according to sources close to the case. After arriving at the home, the 12-year-old was allegedly raped by a 19-year-old man at the home, who is said to have been arrested on Friday night on suspicion of child rape, newspaper Aftonbladet reports. Maria Granat Hamburg, the lawyer for alleged rapist, refused to comment on the case, and the asylum home itself was cordoned off for investigation over the weekend. The case comes just days after an Afghan migrant was acquitted of a prior child rape conviction by a Swedish appeals court that ruled he did not know the true age of the underage girl he had been accused of victimizing. The court ruling not only freed the migrant but also saved him from deportation as well. Sweden has had major issues with deporting criminal migrants in recent years, and the trend looks to continue as reports show that deportations have become even more expensive due to the Wuhan virus pandemic. From April to June of 2019, Sweden deported just 1,300 people. But during the same period in 2020, the number has fallen to a mere 372. Magnus Brusback, head of national transport units at the Swedish Prison and Probation Service, commented on the problem, saying, "We have an organization that is designed to run about 5,000 deportations in a year, and it has been drastically reduced. But we still have the staff and personnel costs, administration and planning all around." The number of migrants sought by authorities for deportation is also falling due to many migrants simply reapplying for asylum status after being rejected. Perhaps many cases have been time-barred. A decision usually applies for 4 years, and after the migrant influx it has been 4 years, and a lot of people who have had a negative decision have stayed, hidden, and been wanted but have now been able to seek asylum again, Magnus Drahosh of the Swedish Border Police said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.